We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we'll move on to the next task, which is called milabein, from the word lavan. Literally, it means to whiten, and we're going to see that it involves any type of laundering. Okay, so next in line is milabein. After you shear the wool, so you want to clean it. You want clean white wool. And it's not only wool, it's other materials as well. Wherever you have a garment, you have a material which you're going to clean, so we can run into milabein. We're going to have to define this a little bit better, because cleaning dishes is not milabein. We know you're allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos, right? So we'll get to that. Let's say a person would hang out a garment in the sun to whiten it. That's also milabein. You should know that, especially here in Israel, the powerful sun has a tremendous effect in making things white. If you have a stained garment that you can't get the stain out, put it in the sun for a week. Sometimes after a day, it'll turn white again. That's what happens with the signs, the storefront signs. Very often you see that they've lost all their color. The sun will do that to you. I went to buy a black hat, a black straw hat. And the seller, I said to him, you know, I've seen them for half this price. And he said to me, right, those are American ones. Go buy one. You'll see the color won't last. I said, what do you mean? He said, here in Israel, they cannot handle the sun. They will turn white. Parts of it will turn white on you. Here in Israel, it works better. We have a stronger sun beating down on us. But at any rate, that's also a part of the task, milabein. Okay, so milabein is I'm going to whiten the wool, I'm going to cleanse the wool, I'm going to launder it. So laundering is a part of the task of milabein. And even if I just wash it out with water, or I use some other detergent to clean it, when I'm cleaning a garment, when I'm cleaning a material with water, that is going to be kibbutz, that is going to be milabein. So that means sometimes a kid wakes up in the morning and they wet their bed. And what you'd like to do is take that soiled the soiled linen or the soiled garment, and you want to just soak it in water. You're not allowed to do that. Just putting it in water is also a part of milabein. It, for sure, scrubbing the garment in water is milabein, but even just soaking it in water. Sometimes you will take a garment and rub it against itself. In physics, we learned that the greatest friction is when you use the same material against itself. If you want to rub a garment against itself, that could also be milabein. Squeezing out water can also be a part of laundering. Meaning, if it's part of my cleaning the garment, that could also be milabein. I'm not even talking about the other issues with squeezing out garment from water from a garment. But it can also be a part of cleaning the garment. Yes?
If it's a sheet, the bed, probably also the mattress needs.
Okay.
So, is it the whole child like that?
Let's see.
Because that's like I could be wrong. I see that's the Mark, the guy that goes to the toilet, and there's no toilet paper.
He said, flip the bed, no? You flip the mattress. Okay. Yes. So we said, even rubbing the garment on itself. That's also, you're cleaning it from a stain. Where does this happen? When you're eating a tchina on your challah, and it drips on your tie. It drips on your garment. But wait, let's go step by step. We said that soaking a garment in water is part of laundering it. It's part of milabein. Not everyone agrees that just putting it in water is called milabein. Some say that only if the garment is soiled do we say that putting it in water is milabein. But if you have a clean garment and you put it in water, then it's not milabein. And others say that even a clean garment shouldn't be put in water. And lechatchila, that's how we do it. And that's why we don't put any garment in water on Shabbos, nor do we pour water on garments on Shabbos, even if the garment is clean. We don't get garment sweat because we go with the opinion, we said it's a machlokas, but we go with the opinion that even a clean garment, when you put it in water, that's a part of laundering it as well. Now, this is when you're intending to clean it. But what happens if you're going to put the garment into something that will get it dirty? We will see. That's permissible. So what's called getting it dirty? Let's say a person wants to wash himself off. You're walking down the street and some mud splattered on you. And you want to take a towel and wipe off the mud. But now the towel's going to get mud on it, right? So that's permissible. Even though the towel's getting dirty. The towel's absorbing the mud from you. Let's say you're sweating and you want to wipe off the sweat. You're going to take a towel and wipe off the sweat. So again, the towel is going to absorb that. That's not called kibbutz. I'm getting the towel dirty. I'm not cleaning it, even though the towel is absorbing the liquids. Let's say I'm walking and it starts raining. I once had the great merit. I was on my way to a shir. I was halfway there. It was like a mile and a half, 2 mile walk. I was halfway there and it started pouring. And I showed up to the shir. I didn't want to miss the shir. I showed up to the shir. My suit was wet through and through to my bones. I was wet. I remember every step I took as I walked into the shul. You could see like water coming out of my shoes, like, right? Okay, but I said, you know, I'm already wet. That's a goner. There's nothing I can do. I might as well listen to the shir and hope, so long as I see I'm not going to catch pneumonia, so long as I see I'm not going to get sick, so let me catch the shir. So you're walking, and it starts raining. Do you have to run for coverage, or are you allowed to get wet? Your clothes are going to get drenched. And we just said that soaking clothes in water is kibbutz. That's permissible. You're allowed to stay there and let the clothes get wet. What happens if water spilled on the table and you want to wipe it off with a shmata? So you know that the you're going to bring a towel and part of the towel is going to get wet. That's still permitted. The reason here is that you have zero intention to get the garment or the cloth wet. Your intention here is to get rid of the liquid. Your intention is not to get the cloth wet. It's a little bit better than that. This is not at all included in the prohibition of shriyato zeo kibuso, the concept that soaking something in water is the equivalent of laundering it. And we'll see more details as we move on. Okay, our next issue is going to be where do you have kibbutz? We said you can't say there's kibbutz by everything. We know you're allowed to wash dishes, so there's no kibbutz on that. You're allowed to wash your hands off. There's no kibbutz on that. So the only time we say that there's kibbutz is with a material that absorbs water. If the material absorbs, like wool, linen, right? If you have a material that does not absorb water, like leather, like plastic, not nylon. Nylon does absorb water, right? You have clothing that are made out of rayon and different types of nylon, and those clothing absorb water. You know, we have shirts that are polyester. It's a type of nylon. We have shirts that are a blend of cotton and polyester. It's a type of nylon. Nylon does absorb water, but plastic does not. And there are plastic clothing. Let's say I have something of leather. So when it comes to leather, you could have kibus, but there you do not say that just getting it wet is going to be kibus. And that's why it would be permissible to pour water on a leather shoe, on a garment of plastic. Let's say on your Shabbos tablecloth, you put a hard plastic tablecloth on top of it. And you finish the meal and you want to clean it off. So you could pour water on them to wipe off the water, to clean off the plastic. The permission would be only to pour the water on them. But to start rubbing them, there I do run into the prohibition of kibbutz. It's rabbinic, but there I do run into the prohibition of kibbutz. So that's a good question. Rav Moshe Halberstam Zatzal held that you're allowed to rub off a plastic tablecloth, that it doesn't, that there's no prohibition at all. And Rav Feinstein held that there is a prohibition. That's a good question. How far do we take it? A plastic tablecloth is like leather. The question is it really like leather? Meaning, how far do we take it? Because some things are, like we said, dishes you're allowed to rub and clean. Things that are completely hard, it's permitted. That's a good question. But he's going over here with Rav Moshe, that if you wanted to clean off your plastic tablecloth, you could pour water and then dry it off, but you can't rub it off. You can't rub off the stains. Now, generally, you don't have to. Generally, I'm saying the stains, whether some gravy spilled, some tchina spilled, you put water down, that's going to, you leave it there for a minute, and then you just wipe it off. But again, if you want to rub it off, Rav Moshe Halberstam Zatzal held that's permitted. That plastic is not like leather. Meaning here, he's going with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe held that plastic and leather are equal. Now, Halacha says it about leather. He's going with the idea that plastic and leather would be the same, which, okay. And Rav Moshe Halberstam said that no, that our thick plastic tablecloths, you know, sometimes people have a thick plastic, and it's not a disposable plastic. So about that, he said it would be okay. Yes?
So what about those little, handheld squeegees? Do you want to use that on a thick plastic, or is that...
What's this? What, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know, like, in Israel, when you shower, you have to squeegee the floor and push the water back into the drain?
I'm not sure.
It's a rubber strip.
Okay.
That collects the water.
Right.
So they have handheld ones.
Right.
So can you throw water on that thick plastic and use that? You're not scrubbing, but you are technically removing.
According to Rav Moshe, no.
It's still
there. You are scrubbing. What's the difference if you do it with your hand or if you do it with, what are those things called?
Squeegee.
Squeegee? Okay. But according to Rav Halberstam, that would be permissible.
With glass, there's no question about.
Correct. Yes?
I have a question. Not pick up this, but when you have the question, when are you supposed to find the answer on yourself and when are you supposed to ask the rabbi?
That's a good question.
And also that we don't do like the Yemenites, that they only have Rambam, one source. Determine on their own which source fits us best?
It's an excellent question. Thursday night, remind me, it deserves at least a class, if not a series. That's a good question. Yeah, it's a very good question. Okay, so again, he's equating plastic with leather, and he's saying that with leather, it says it very clearly, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the permissiveness of leather is that you do not say shriyato zeu kibuso, that just putting water on it equals laundering it. With that, we're lenient, but we're not lenient to start laundering it, actually to start scrubbing it. What happens if you're using gloves? So He says, let's say you're using plastic gloves to clean dishes. So then you have to be careful. Sometimes when you're done washing, you're going to rub the gloves together to get off all the dirt. And that, he says, would be prohibited. So today what we learned about is the prohibition of milabein, whitening, laundering things. We learned that soaking something in water can equal laundering it. We learned that doing something derech lichluch, when I'm going to wipe off sweat, when I'm going to wipe off mud, I'm going to wipe off grape juice that spilled on the table. So then I'm actually absorbing a liquid into the cloth, into the material, which is a way of dirtying it and not cleaning it. There you don't say that it is derech kibus. I'm not actually laundering it. Then we moved on to the idea of leather, which he equates with plastic, like Rav Feinstein, and he says that with leather, you would be allowed to soak it in water. We're a little bit more lenient, even though you're not allowed to actually launder it or rub it, but you are allowed to soak it in water. And he says the same would be with plastic.